The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Thursday, February 4th. What to know about the first data we have so far on whether COVID-19 vaccines may help stop not just illness, but also the spread of the virus. Also, a former police officer charged with murder. What we know so far about that case. Plus, why a country music superstar is facing backlash. Which streaming platform dominated with the most Golden Globe nominations? And how the moon might impact your sleep. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Yet another COVID-19 vaccine is showing a lot of promise, and not just for stopping illnesses, but for actually slowing the spread of COVID-19. It's the first data to start answering that very important question. Can these shots actually prevent people from getting infections altogether? As in, even infections without any symptoms. Well, researchers at Oxford University say, yes, the AstraZeneca vaccine does have at least some impact on asymptomatic cases as well. Right now, people are already getting the AstraZeneca shots in the UK, Mexico, India, and elsewhere. But that one is still being tested here in the US, so the FDA has not yet reviewed or authorized it for widespread use. So at this point, we don't know yet if the other vaccines already on the market here in the US do or do not also lower the risk of spreading COVID-19. The first priority of the original studies has just been, do they help stop severe illness? Thankfully, we know that answer is yes. So now researchers here are also working to figure out if these other vaccines can also slow transmission and help keep people from getting infected. It could be a key step in putting this pandemic behind us. Yet another company is paying hundreds of millions of dollars in the fallout from the opioid crisis. This time it's the consulting giant McKinsey & Company. Lawsuits say McKinsey helped Purdue Pharma aggressively market OxyContin painkillers. Apparently, the firm was pushing Purdue to sell high-dose pills that cost more. Legal documents show McKinsey also told Purdue it could band together with other opioid makers to avoid the FDA's strict treatment. The lawsuits claim that advice contributed to the deaths of more than 450,000 people who overdosed on those drugs over the last two decades. McKinsey stopped doing opioid-related work back in 2019, but always said it was only trying to help patients with legitimate medical needs. Either way, The Wall Street Journal now reports McKinsey has reached a deal with 47 states in Washington, D.C. to pay more than $500 million. A white former police officer in Ohio is now facing murder charges for killing an unarmed black man. Adam Coy was just indicted and is expected to appear in court today for a judge to set his bail amount. Coy has already been fired from the Columbus Police Department after 19 years on the job. Body camera footage shows he shot and killed 47-year-old Andre Hill within seconds of responding to a noise complaint back in December. Specifically, the footage shows cops arrive, then Hill walking out from a garage and holding up his cell phone and a key ring. Coy says he thought the key ring was a gun. Another factor in this case, Hill was on the garage floor for several minutes before any police officer walked over to check on him. The attorney for Hill's family says an autopsy shows if officers had started first aid right away, Hill might have survived. Still, the family put out a statement saying they're relieved about the murder charge and optimistic that Coy will be convicted. But Coy's lawyer argues if his client really thought the key ring was a gun, then he reacted exactly as his training said he should have. The police officer who was on scene with him just before Coy fired said Coy yelled, "He has a gun." But we actually can't hear that audio. Neither officer had their body cameras turned on. There's video-only footage because of a playback feature. Earlier this week, the city council there in Columbus approved Andre's Law, named after Hill. It says officers could be charged with a crime for not turning on their body cameras or not performing first aid if someone is hurt by police. Canada is now the first country to officially call the Proud Boys a terrorist group. It puts the far-right nationalist group on the same list as Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And yes, Canadian officials say the Proud Boys' role in the U.S. Capitol invasion last month at least played a part in their decision. Still, Canada's public safety minister says this is not a political decision, that it's an effort to crack down on violent extremism. So what does it actually do to call the Proud Boys a terrorist group? Well, Proud Boys members could face harsher terrorism-related penalties for certain crimes. It's also now illegal in Canada to send money to that organization or buy their merchandise. And it allows police to seize property and banks to seize assets. One Proud Boys chairman called the new label ridiculous, telling the AP, quote, all the Canadian Proud Boys have ever done is go to rallies. Here in the U.S., it's not considered a terrorist organization, at least not yet. The U.S. government does say a review of the group is now underway. Well, this is a sign of at least some stability between the U.S. and Russia. Negotiators from both sides formally extended a crucial nuclear agreement. It's called the New Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or New START for short. It basically limits how many nuclear weapons the U.S. and Russia are allowed to have. And both countries are allowed to inspect each other up to 18 times a year to make sure everyone is following the rules. This is big, since the U.S. and Russia are the largest nuclear powers in the world. The U.S. says it's now working on a deal with China as well. To be continued. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, this episode is brought to you by 1010. You may have read about this in the New York Times, InStyle magazine, or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring. They're available now exclusively on BlueNile.com, and when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people, and with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're on the hunt for the perfect unique ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings just launched, and you can find it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Okay, now back to the news. Federal regulators are taking a closer look at online message boards like Reddit in response to all the crazy ups and downs on Wall Street recently. Bloomberg reports investigators are combing through online posts to see if there are any signs of fraud. Specifically, they want to see if certain posts were part of a manipulative effort to drive up share prices for GameStop and other companies. Until now, the belief was that it was just small individual investors doing all this. But new questions have come up about whether professional investors use these boards to fuel the frenzy. That said, we probably will not get an answer for a while. Experts tell Bloomberg SEC investigations often take months or even years to complete. Meanwhile, the ups and downs on Wall Street continue. GameStop's stock closed yesterday just over $92 a share. That's up from where it was a day earlier, but way below the $483 a share it reached exactly 1 week ago. A country music superstar is getting a ton of backlash for using a racial slur. A neighbor caught Morgan Wallen on video yelling profanities, including the N-word, outside his home. That video has now been shared widely, and Wallen is facing the fallout. He was suspended from his record label. Hundreds of radio stations around the country stopped playing his songs. CMT removed Wallen from all of its platforms. And the Academy of Country Music says he will not be eligible for its upcoming award show. It's likely he could have been a contender, too, because before this, Wallen's music was surging in popularity. His latest album has been number one on the Billboard 200 chart for the past 3 weeks. He's also sold out tours and has shattered streaming records for country music. Wallen has now released an apology, telling TMZ he's embarrassed and sorry. He also says it was unacceptable and he wishes he could take it back. The Golden Globe nominations are in, and this year Netflix is dominating the field. The streaming platform got a whopping 42 nods for shows like The Queen's Gambit and The Crown, as well as movies like The Trial of the Chicago 7 and Mank. In fact, Mank has the most nominations of any film. It's up for 6 awards, including one for Best Drama. With all these nominations, Netflix is basically blowing the competition out of the water. In second place, Disney is up for 25 awards, followed by WarnerMedia with 13 and Amazon and Hulu with 10 apiece. Also of note, there is some criticism over a lack of diversity in the TV categories, despite some great performances by minority creators. But there's also praise, since there's actually more diversity than usual for film. In fact, a record 3 women are in the running for Best Director this year. You can catch the Golden Globes later this month. Amy Poehler and Tina Fey will be hosting the award show on February 28th. If you ever have a hard time sleeping, the moon might be to blame. Yep, a new study shows people get less rest in the days leading up to a full moon. Researchers looked at the sleep patterns of hundreds of people over the course of 1 to 2 lunar cycles. They found people had later bedtimes and got the least amount of sleep during the 3 to 5 days leading up to a full moon. Specifically, it took people about 30 minutes longer to fall asleep, and they slept for about 50 minutes less. Researchers say they were kind of surprised by this. They thought maybe people would have gotten less sleep on the night of the full moon because it can be bright outside, but apparently it's the days leading up to the full moon that are problematic. Scientists say they're not exactly sure why, but they'll keep looking into it. All right, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today's Thing to Know is all about COVID-19 immunity, such as how long you're protected against the virus after getting the vaccine or even after you're infected. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. Look, I'm not a fan of fad diets or get fit fast trends that just aren't very realistic. Well, Noom does not like that stuff either. Instead, Noom says it's based in psychology and wants to give you more knowledge so you can accomplish your personal health goals and stick with them in the long term. And Noom is clear that it's not just about losing weight. It's about a lifestyle and being able to replace your habits with healthier habits. In fact, more than 80% of Noomers finish the program, and more than 60% have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year. Noom is forgiving, too, because they know we're all human. If you go off track a day, no worries, you can get back on track the next day. So if you want to try it out, you can sign up for your trial today at Noom, N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy. Noom wants you to know there's a science to getting healthier. So again, sign up for your trial at Noom, N-O-O-M, Noom.com/newsworthy. If you want to learn how to live healthier, check out Noom at Noom.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. So what is immunity exactly? Well, over the course of your life, your body's immune system detects, remembers, and defends against germs that can make you sick. That resistance is immunity. And there are 3 ways you may be able to get that protection: by actually getting sick, possibly by receiving someone else's antibodies as treatment, or by getting an effective vaccine. So which way is safest for COVID-19 immunity? Well, doctors say without hesitation, it's vaccines. And that's because, as you know, COVID-19 itself can be deadly. In fact, more than 450,000 Americans have already died from it in the last year. But data shows 0 deaths have been linked directly to any of the COVID-19 vaccines on the market. And the New York Times reports, of the 75,000 people who got the vaccine during a research trial, 0 died from COVID-19. The other question here is, how long does immunity last? Well, a recent UK study found most people who have recovered from an infection will have at least some protection against the virus for at least 6 months. As for vaccine immunity, well, they haven't been around long enough to know for sure. But executives at Moderna and Pfizer are saying they expect at least a year's worth of immunity. That could mean yearly booster shots will be needed, but more research is underway. Still, keep in mind, no matter what kind of immunity you get, it's not guaranteed protection. And that's your thing to know today. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow with another news roundup. Until then, have a great day.